5:36, the morning reboot on Q105. We are tickled.
Was the M.I. triple letter, ain't no one better. And when I'm on the microphone, cause I'm cooler than a polar bear's tone is. There he goes. Talking to...
Oh, maybe I'll put this song in Slay It or Spray It. Good morning. Welcome to the show. We're very glad you're here with us today. I wish the forecast for Friday night when we head back out to the Haunted Hydro isn't what it could be.
What is it?
Could rain on Friday night. This time it'll be chilly too. But we're going Friday night around 7 o'clock or so. More on that to come. Again, happy to have you along with us here on the morning reboot, Wednesday, October 9th. Floyd's book of breakable records. He'll give us a couple of them. We have to choose which ones we'd like to try and break, or we think we could break a little bit after 6 o'clock. A panel full of ladies with some prizes headed your way after 7. 7:30. How do you combat people stealing your stuff in the work fridge? It's been a chronic problem as long as people have been working. Someone stealing your food right after 7:30. You can text away how you handle that right now if you'd like, and we'll get to those answers after 7:30. Kelsey from the library will be here. We're a couple of weeks out from the main branch opening up. What else is going on? Password, because our friend Alex will be joining us here today. You can text the show anytime you'd like, 419-240-1055. How you combat people stealing your stuff in the fridge, or if you just want to vent about them doing that, you can text us now, and then we'll get that answer around 7:30. If you're not here then, go back and listen to the podcast. It's free to stream. I don't know why we say the word download, but you can stream it so you don't take up any space on your mobile device. Text Eric to that number, and you'll get the link for the podcast. Get subscribe so you'll get notifications. They're not annoying. 5:38, good morning. It's Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
Hey, good morning. Hi. I know it's a whole new different angle, friends, on our Facebook Live. I'm running a little late today.
I had to drop the kids off at the pool.
I did. I had to drop the Huxtables off.
Forgive me. I have forgotten to do this. I don't. There's some things let me ask you. Let's do a thought experiment.
Okay.
Is it procrastinating if you never do it? No, right?
Give me a second to think about
that. Okay. Is it procrastinating if you never wind up doing it?
No. Then you mean you're just not doing it. Correct. You're ignoring.
It can't be procrastinating. I'm not a procrastinator. I just don't do it.
Uh-oh. Where's this leading?
Forgotten to give you this.
What is that?
From our friends. So, let me explain this.
That's cute.
So, this is way too big. This large is not fitting me.
Oh, it's going to be tight on me, but I love it. Give it to me. I want to wear it. It's Toledo.
So, it's a picture. It's a picture of something that I...
Oh, it's so cute! Is it a radio?
It's... No.
Oh, it's a Q105 right there.
Yeah. It's something that's very near and dear to the passions in my life, the few passions. And it just so happens to be a vehicle that is made here in Toledo. And if you look closely, you see Q105 on the bumper.
Is that the Jeep Gladiator? Is that what it's called?
No. I won't go any deeper than that because I don't want to nerd out too much. But it's like a nightgown on me, so it'll fit you fine.
It looks like the little MASH car and everything. Look at it, everyone.
Right. I can explain it more off the air. I don't want to nerd out too much here.
That's awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it. Good morning, everyone on text messages. Good morning on Facebook Live. I'm not replying to everyone. There's like 5 people. Hello.
What's up and good morning. another chilly... Don't let me complain about how crummy fall has been, because
it's only been a week.
Spring hit late. Summer arrived late. It was like 89 about a week or so ago, about 8 days or so ago. But I'm okay with this weather where it's chilly and cool in the night and in the morning. Like right now, it's not, I don't even think it's even 50. But then we get up to like 70 during the day.
I wouldn't know.
It's a nice contrast.
Secluded inside.
Wearing
all black. And I felt very personally attacked by that tweet last night because I was totally wearing a long sweater coat thing.
Alex is a good follow. Alex is a good follow.
I was like, I see what you did there. I feel personally attacked.
Let me allow you to rant for a minute because I followed the Supreme Court stuff yesterday.
I didn't. I don't know what happened. I've been trying to look for it.
Nothing.
Nothing.
So this was apparent. So the Supreme Court is back in session, and there these were just discussions. The actual adjudication, I believe, of this and other cases won't happen for like another year and a half.
So like a murder trial. Like you murder someone on Monday, you don't talk to them again until 2021.
I keep trying
like,
to
what?
I keep trying to dig into the details of it, but it's three separate cases. I think two gay individuals and one trans individual. Mm-hmm. I think that person is from up in Livonia, Michigan.
Yeah, so we did a little research yesterday.
Just like if you go up to IKEA, one neighborhood up on 275,
yeah, you can see the sign on the highway.
And it's about whether or not you can be fired for your sexual orientation, but I think if I might be a little off, but I think it digs deeper into it and it gets to the text of the word sex of the Civil Rights Act back in the mid 60s.
And a lot of people who do the firing or letting go of people of their non-belief hides behind this religious freedom act or it's my religion, blah, 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 blah. And I'll simply put it this way. This would be my argument if I was a lawyer. We're going to be in and out. You simply cannot fire someone for simply being a human being, for trying to make a living, especially when taxes come out of their paycheck. I said what I said. Case closed, Your Honor. And I'm walking out.
Well, that's what the
you honestly cannot do that.
That's what the Supreme Court is going to try to decide, I suppose.
Why is it even up for debate?
I know.
Set aside sex orientation or gender, okay? You cannot fire me for literally being an asset to your company and helping your company grow, and then you give me a paycheck so I can pay my damn bills. Which also goes back to the America system of paying the money to the country.
Two things.
You're hurting yourself in the long run.
Just because the Supreme Court could rule that they could do this as the Civil Rights Act is written and interpreted, although things are very different from that time. Some good, some not so good, some not as good as we'd hope.
Right.
Two things. Just because they can doesn't mean they will. And two, if I know you as well as I do, while this would be a terrible thing, I don't think you would ever want to work for a place like that anyway.
No, not at all. And I think the basis of these arguments are these people were hired and they didn't hide who they were. You know what I mean? So like they did the, I say audition. Oh, I'm so gay, y'all. They did the interview process. They did the interview process. They were hired because of their qualifications and they were ready to rep their job and put their blood, sweat, and tears into a 9-to-5 of some sort. And then all of a sudden, I'm sorry if I offend anyone, someone holier than thou was like, oh, someone from above has talked to me. How dare you? You cannot work for this company anymore. You sinner. Like, that's essentially how it is. I'm letting you go because you're a transgender individual.
It's as trivial to me as, and I get where it probably ties back to religion, but it's as trivial to me as like firing me because I like Transformers.
Or if we're going to go down this civil rights way, it's like me having to use a separate entrance to come into work today, and not only come into work, but only not being greeted by everyone here. I am literally the only black person, and I don't ever feel uncomfortable here. I love this job. I love coming in. Everyone says hi to me. But I'm just saying, like, hypothetically speaking, that's like me coming in, and someone's like, Flay, I have to talk to you at the end of the show. I have to let you go because you're black. But like, I can't help that.
The numbers were kind of scary. If I looked at the map, and I try to do as much homework. These things are very complex and often inscrutable. Mm-hmm. But I believe it was like 52% of the country or pop is in a place where this, again, could happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but Ohio is one of those states.
It is.
But again, to my point, you would never work in a place like that, and they would lose an incredible employee. Two, just because they can doesn't mean they would, because you could work at a place like right here. Like, let's say we were both that way and this went through. Doesn't mean they'd fire us because, as you illustrated, we are an asset.
Yeah. True. But however, what I'm talking about now, these people are an asset, were an asset, and they got Legos. So this is about people who've actually been through it. So these people are literally pioneers for stuff like this not to happen. I hate for them. I hate that they have to be the billboard for this. But I'm happy it's happening now before, like, say my nephew gets older and maybe one of his friends, or maybe he happens to run into a problem like this. Or little Sally, who's in third grade right now, growing up, and she grows up a certain type of way. Like, I'm happy this is happening now. It's shameful that it's up for debate, because human rights are human rights. Like, human rights are human. Like, it's in the name. Like,
well, as we know with China in discussion the last couple days, not everywhere likes to abide by any decent human rights. So,
which is shameful for most people, because,
well, look,
don't get me started.
By the time Jayshon is ready to work, which is soon.
Good luck.
He'll be fired for his laziness, regardless of what his color orientation is. I don't want to do that. But we hired you.
I love my nephew, but he's lazy.
He's lazy. Good morning. Good morning. 5:53 on the morning reboot. I'm finishing my apple right now.
I heard you smack in the hurry up. I said, oh, he's not going to make it.
Either I finish it or choke on it. So, good morning. It's Q105, the morning reboot. Eric and Floyd. You can text the show this morning, 419-240-1055. Where are we live on?
We're live on my Facebook page in the Q. I would share it on yours, but I don't have the Eric and the morning reboot one.
I will I'll add you as an admin.
That'll work.
Would love to have you on there. It's been a minute since we've done one of these, and what's wrong with your coffee thing?
Something sticky on there. I didn't know what it... I found my little coffee mug in the back of my car, so I did a little quick cleaning thing, but there was still putty on it, because it was thrown in the thing when I left the school, like all the stuff that I took from my other job. I think it's like sticky putty or something. It's nothing too dramatic.
Dried earwax.
You know what?
From kids,
as someone who used to work with five-year-olds, I would take dry earwax over some other stuff that comes out of children. Yeah, I know. That's the choice you have to make.
I can't remember the last one of these we did, but it's a good one. They're all really good.
So, all right, start again. Tell me what the lyrics are.
It's really fast. It's, if you blink, you might miss it. You've got to click it or tick it. You've got to go get the getting before it's gone.
Let's try again.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Come on. Okay.
Chance
it comes
rapper.
At you fast.
It does.
Literally, if
comes
you blink,
from nowhere.
You'll miss it.
Okay.
5, 6, 7, 8. If you blink, you might miss it. You gotta click it or tick it. You gotta go get the getting before it's gone.
And you're good. Like as
soon as I mentioned, but mine's a little LeBron. Been a minute since everyone was a LeBron. I need a peace prize, mama, been at the bar. I wanted more, I would only sit on the lawn. Up next, the Sterling's in the cologne. I'm about to burn a show with the dims that them a dog. I got sick of head up sunny today to get along.
If one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dread. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me.
I love this
song. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. Just another day at the pick up all the mail. Nigga tryna run it through the street, they be like, there you go. Like, ooh, let me come and put the hinges in there. Y'all in Beijing while we meet and make them.
Chance the Rapper and James Corden.
I like it. I wish I was more into him. Like, because when I see him on stuff, I'm like, ooh, you're enjoyable. He has an album out now, right? I'm gonna have to jump on that. I'm gonna have to jump on this train late.
He's so good. He has not had what you're looking for, which is like a massive breakout crossover mega pop song.
But you know, I like music of any sort. So like, and you know, I love when people don't break into mainstream and get played. You know, like my girl right now,
Lizzo. Yeah,
people jumping on that Truth Hurts. I'm like, you about 3 years too late, but you know, live your best late life. Sorry, I left her before. I'm that person now. I'm that hipster type person. Like, you guys heard this new artist Lizzo? Actually, she's not new. She has like 3 other EPs and like 4 LPs. I'm a Lizzo snob. I really am.
Yeah,
I truly am. No shame.
You didn't want her to hit this big, did you?
No, I will. No, because I want to see her thrive, and I love that her music's coming
to
the masses.
Personally,
however, just because you sing Truth Hurts, don't mean you woke.
When
throw that out there.
When and if she wins Grammy for Best New Artist, are you going to hit the ceiling?
She won't win, but I think she'll be nominated for other stuff like Song of the Year. Because Lizzo's one of those. She just has. I don't know.
Wait,
see,
You have two ways to, I think, hit the ceiling for the Grammys. One, she doesn't win Best New Artist. Two, Billie Eilish does.
Yeah. Well, or it's also the Grammys. It could also go to someone we ain't never heard before.
Right.
And be like, who the hell is that? Who the hell is Kevin Stephenson? Like, you know what I mean? Right. Who is this man? But yeah, no, I would love for her to win a Grammy because I feel like that's, she's put her blood, sweat, and tears. Like I said, that's the second reference I made of that today. Like, she's put her dues in. Like every time I hear someone say, "Why men great till they gotta be great," I'm like, "You so 2008 late." I said what I said.
I feel you though. No, because I used so to be late. This, I was this way for a long time with. I called it like dance music or electronic dance music. Then it got shortened to EDM or whatever. And now everything has like a dance pop beat to it. And I remember when there was Calvin Harris and all these other DJ producers, and they just did dance stuff. And then they started working with pop acts because they wanted to make more money and be more mainstream. And I was like, ugh, I knew Calvin Harris.
Yeah, like, right. And point brandy. Proven yesterday when we played Lights by Ellie Goulding, I go, what is this version? And you were like, the album version. I go, oh, I'm not used to this. Because, like you said, remember back in the day, you would hear, like, the song and then the remix. But now it's, like, totally reversed. Like, they come out with, a, like, hypothetically speaking, like, Ariana Grande featuring Calvin Harris. You hear that verse. And then, like, on the album version, you hear, like, the album version, you're like, this is not the version that
sometimes
I know. Yeah, but like most of the time they hook up with a I feel they hook up with the DJ first just to get that oomph.
Well, it works out for the DJ producer too.
True. But I'm just saying, like, you hear that first and then you hear the regular, you're just like, ooh.
5:59 with the morning reboot. It's Eric and Floyd. We'll see you and hopefully buttoned up in sweater weather and maybe an umbrella. Can we go through the Deadwoods this time with an umbrella? It might rain on Friday night at the Hydro.
How bougie would that be to go through the haunted woods with an umbrella? Only if I could talk with a Downton Abbey accent. But, oh, bloody hell, you scared me.
We got really wet. Really, really wet. Panel full of ladies, mark your time a little bit after 7 o'clock. We'll do that later on this morning. And Floyd's book of breakable records, we get to pick what we'd like to break next.
Q105.
614, Q105, the morning reboot. Floyd's book of...
This is me.
Breakable records. In just a second, Floyd will give us three things. We have to decide which one we think we could break or which one we'd like to break. First, if I continue to get candy corn derision on my Facebook page, I will lock it down. I will unfriend all of you, and I will go private.
Wait, are they like attacking you for liking candy corn?
Yeah. Like it's a character flaw.
First off, they make candy corn because people like candy corn, so you're not the only one. As a non-candy corn liker, I'm not going to attack you.
Thank you.
Do we need to make an Ellen statement about this? Be kind to one another, even if they don't like candy corn? America!
Can I have a tangent about that real fast?
Is it going to be in, like, how I felt about it?
No. It's what I think people are overlooking.
Like, I felt she didn't need to make a statement. Do you, boo?
That.
Was like,
and
you
two,
gotta explain yourself to nobody. You're Ellen freaking DeGeneres.
It's a lot easier to be someone's friend whose views you oppose when they're out of office. Because they don't have to exercise those views so verbally and vocally and forcefully.
Also, it was like they were at a nightclub. They were also in a box suite that none of us can afford.
Right.
At a Dallas Cowboys game. Right. So, A, be mad because you were on the field and they are in a box. You know me. I'm very open-minded when it comes to certain, you know, I'm setting my ways on certain things. But I'm not going to dispel you or discredit you as a human being. That's what's pretty much happening at the Supreme Court right now.
When's the last time anybody heard any political thought from George W. Bush?
I'll just sit back and wait. And we will also include the time he was president.
Nobody? Okay, good.
All right, there we go. We did our thing. So,
But yeah, leave me alone with the candy corn. And you know what? I've been told that if you put it in a bag of peanuts, it's like something that I can't remember, but people really like it. And there's been a good meme going around that there shouldn't be candy corn hate. There should be hate for those orange things that look like peanuts. They're like marshmallows.
Oh, those circus nuts.
Yes.
Circus peanuts. You know what? I'm going to come up with a list, and I'll give you of three candies worse than candy corn before the end of the show.
Okay.
I'm going to do some research for us.
Let's break some records.
All right, so I'm going to do two this time because I email them to me, and I realize I cannot remember to email. So we're going to do two, two, and two. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
I think I did that right. That's math, Floyd. Oh, maybe it is three. Three, three, two. Boom. I can read. Here we go. First one we're going to do two. So we did earlier, a few weeks ago, how many spoons a guy balanced on his head.
Okay.
So I'm going to switch it up. This is also how many spoons balanced on a human body. That's metal spoons. Or do you think you could draw the largest 3D painting?
The first one.
All right. So
I've lost my artistic skills, so I will try to balance stuff.
The picture's cool. I should have saved it. I'll look it up and send it to you. It's pretty sweet. So the largest 3D painting, it's about 12,000 square feet. Sorry, there's an extra zero. And that's in London. And the most spoons on a human body is 50 metal spoons for 5 minutes.
I could do that.
While standing up.
I could do that.
Well, actually, the picture, he just has them around his collarbone.
Okay.
But they're flipped outwards. So they're stuck like that. So either he's real tacky or just real icky.
I could probably do half of those on my nose alone. And the other half on...
Oh, how dare you. All right. Get a group of your friends to break the world record for hula hooping. It's a number of people in the times simultaneously hula hooping without stopping.
Okay.
Or direct body contact sitting in snow at one time.
Oh, God.
And the picture of the guy sitting in snow, let me explain this to you. It's kind of like a mound of snow, and his body is submerged. Literally, his hands are out, and his neck is covered.
I don't want to do the second one. I can't hula hoop, but I will learn real fast to do the first one.
All right, so the one you chose not to do. So for full body contact, this is the fairly recent one on the list. It was broken in 2011, and it's 46 minutes and 7 seconds.
With how many people?
No, that's for the snow. Oh. Being submerged in snow without like your body going, oh, no.
Oh, I thought you said there had to be people in there.
No,
you.
No. So this one, the hula hoop one. So you have to find 4,483 people to hula hoop simultaneously for 7 minutes.
Easy.
Easy? You think we should try to break that record at like Promenade Park. At like the next concert series next year. Like, because you know Patti LaBelle's coming. She's the only elder black lady left that we can have here.
The Aretha Franklin hologram.
We could. Can the Whitney hologram come here?
A whole hologram tour.
All right. So this one, actually, this is going to be our last one, and then we have an honorable mention. I did do the math wrong. If you had hair, hypothetically speaking, grow the tallest mohawk, or if you were partnered, your wife, the most bridesmaids in one wedding.
The second one.
All right, so the tallest mohawk is 3 feet, 8.6 inches.
You have to, like, duck down at doors?
He grew it for, like, I think it said 7 years.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
In 2013, a man married a woman with 126 bridesmaids. 25 best men that once they walked down the aisle had to run around the church to go, like, just keep cycling through them.
Right.
And the previous record for that was 96 bridesmaids. And you can guess which country it is. I think when I read it,
China.
I was like, no. India.
I would have guessed they're next. Yeah. Just because there's more people there than anywhere else.
Also, they love their weddings. They go all out for their weddings. So yeah, that's... And our honorable mention one, which I left out, is successfully juggling 3 chainsaws.
Absolutely not.
How long do you think that would be?
Are they on?
Yeah. How many times in a row?
Oh, in a row?
In a row, yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
There's no time. Just how many times
12.
In a row? 12. Previous record was 35.
No,
the
thanks.
The new record was broken in 2010, 62.
What happened to everybody that didn't, that attempted to break that record but didn't?
R.I.P. R.I.P.
Are there... They're now one-handed chainsaw juggling. on the list of 100, where do you think Toledo would be for being a green place?
Green, like fresh,
not
clean?
Not like metro parks, but like we're like clean. Ecologically friendly, environmentally friendly.
Girl, on the Maumee River alone, 98.
Okay, we'll get to that, and Dietz is open and more in our news in less than 15 minutes.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah,
just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Are you hyped up for BGUT week?
Yes! Sports!
I think Bowling Green is like a 3-touchdown underdog again this week. God, they're bad.
They're on the field and I'm not, so I'll give them that.
But still, you're not attempting to do that.
Neither are they.
That's floyd.anderson at cumulus.com.
No!
Or one of his many other email addresses. The Lucas County Democratic Party wasted no time endorsing their candidate for a soon-to-be vacant District 5 seat on council. They threw its support behind Katie Bibish-Moline. Katie, hopefully I got that name right. She's 35, an accountant. And Toledo Regional Chamber of Commerce board member, also chairperson of Epic Toledo, the chamber's young professional organization. She also worked for Marcy Kaptur in her Toledo office for 5 years. Tom Winooski, who holds the seat now, is leaving to take a job with UT as the director of local relations in the university's government relations office. City councilperson and friend of the show, Nick Comeyer said he's unsure when the city council will select Winooski's replacement because the councilman has not yet determined his last day.
Why man great till they gotta be great?
I knew that.
I saw that video. Eric posted it. I loved it.
He kept hassling me to play Truth Hurts at the wedding the other night. I'm like, I don't know how. And he needed it played to live his whitest life ever.
Yes.
So I asked you before the break, how green are we here in Toledo? Not very green.
Okay, so I'm going to up us a little bit more. I'll say 97.
According to an annual study on the financial website Wallet Hub, of the 100 largest cities in the country, we ranked 98th.
Oh, I was right!
Yep.
Oh.
Our best score came with greenhouse gas emissions per capita at 34th, though it was about the only good thing we had in the environment category. We are also dead last in overall energy sources and policies. Less than 3% of electricity in Toledo comes from renewable sources. The big knock to our overall number is from commuters, as 83% of Toledoans drive alone to work, one of the highest rates among the 100 cities.
We do have a lot of... What's the oil refineries? And we're by Davis Bessie. And the river, there's a lot of stuff working against us.
And we do have a lot of single commuters. That makes anybody that is now getting ready and driving to work in the next 2 hours knows that, yep, there's a lot of people out here on the roads. And
we're souped up trucks.
I know a lot of people would like this to be a more walkable city, and I think the only hope for that would be downtown. And one of the issues still with downtown is it's still kind of a food desert.
Yeah.
Anyway, good night to be a stargazer. Tonight kicks off the fall viewing season. This time of year is usually one of the better seasons for clear skies and seeing planets. Later this month, you can see Venus, Mercury, Jupiter, Saturn. How do you want me to pronounce Uranus?
It's Uranus.
Okay. More visible than usual. According to the American Meteor Society, meteor showers known as draconids are expected to have their annual peak tonight, followed by early morning activities by other meteors. Alexander Mack, an associate director of the University of Toledo's Ritter Planetarium. Have you ever been?
Is it one UT?
Yeah.
Yes.
They show some pretty cool things
there.
Yeah,
it's actually really cool there.
Also, the viewing within densely populated areas of Toledo proper will be so-so, given the levels of light pollution. So in the city, harder, but the suburbs will be better, about 20 miles away from the city. Another website, Meteor Show Tonight, suggests viewers look in a northerly direction to see the draconids. You should be able to spot them directly when it gets dark. About 1,700 people from our area, Lucas and Wood counties, are expected to be downtown Saturday at the Toledo Regional Walk to End Alzheimer's. Caregivers, supporters, and those living with the disease or those who've lost a loved one will hit downtown at Promenade Park. It's the world's largest event to raise awareness and funds for a cure. Participants can register at alz.org/NWOhio/walk or Google it. Registration is 9, ceremony begins at 10, and registration is free.
Oh, cool. There's so many. We talked about it briefly yesterday. Is there two this weekend? Is that what they were talking about?
Yesterday, Liz and Vanessa, there were like three things down there this weekend.
Okay, okay.
Lowe's and Finley is hiring 100 full-time associates or at their regional distribution center in Finley. They'll host special hiring events today and Saturday. You can just walk into the distribution center on County Road 212 to apply. They'll hold open interviews for positions on its night and weekend shift. And Dietz Barbecue Downtown is officially open. It's their fifth location and the company's first Dietz Barbecue and Brew. The new restaurant is at the site of the former Potbelly Sandwich on Madison. It'll be open from 11 to 6 weekdays just to start. It's their first barbecue and brew. They've secured a liquor license and plan to operate a full bar, which will be quite appealing.
Nice, yeah.
In addition to the normal Dietz food you can expect. We're not going to be a brewery, but we'll have a full liquor license and serve dressed beers, canned beers, and have a small liquor selection, according to the Dietz proprietors. The main goal is to allow the public to enjoy the same barbecue that we've always provided and also enjoy a brew.
You guys are going to be packed on Walleye Games. It's right there.
Yep.
Like, their neighbor is the Huntington Center.
Yep.
Like, I know that if I plan on going, I'm going to go to one this year. I had a great time last year. I'm going to waddle my way over there and get me some barbecue.
It's going to be, it's a small place, too. So
yeah, so it's one of those things.
Like, get in there early.
Go before the game or leave a few periods early. Did I say that correctly? Mm-hmm. There are periods in hockey? Look at me. I'm sporting. Yay.
Well done. 6:39 with the morning reboot. After 7:10 or so, we will get to your first and only panel full of ladies for the day. Drake's dad called him out about some of the things he raps about. We'll get to that. And Sophie Turner's dislike for a certain kind of person on social media before 7 o'clock. 8:05 today, your first national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff. Around 7:15 or so, a panel full of ladies with prizes. 7:30, how you keep people from stealing your stuff in the work fridge. Mm-hmm. Text this answers now if you can't hang around for 7:30, 419-240-1055. Happy our favorite day of the week.
Wednesday.
Masked Singer
Wednesday.
And if I'm up...
Chicago Wednesdays. Mm-hmm.
Can I rank the hotness of all the people on the three shows?
We'd be here all damn day because there's not one ugly person in that cast.
Any of the shows?
None. I remember one day you told me to look them up. I go, I feel bad about my life right now.
Mouch. He's on Chicago Fire, but he's an older dude and he's got a great personality and very funny. Very very sarcastic and sardonic. I like him still. Do you have those candies that rank below candy corn?
Well, yes.
We can come back to them.
Yeah, yes, I do have them. Sorry.
Candies that you think are worse than candy corn.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for not discriminating me and my taste in candy corn, which I don't like the one with the brown on it, but I still like, and the pumpkins are bad.
Oh, yeah.
The pumpkins are not good. But straight candy corn, hello.
I easily have two right now.
Which one?
I have the sweethearts. The ones, the Valentine candy, that come out once a year with the little messages on them.
I'm okay with. They're chalky.
They're nasty.
Okay.
The Christmas hard candies that every grandmother had in the bowl.
Peppermints?
Nope. They're just the hard candy, Christmas candy.
Okay.
And finally, the worst than candy corn. I don't even know what flavor it is. The candy that you get for Halloween that's wrapped in the brown and orange wrapping. It's like taffy.
Making note for, I don't know what that is. I'll have to look
exactly,
it up.
Exactly, because you don't like to mess up your palate.
I meant like more like things that have a brand or a name. But
no, I'm helping you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Choco Stick.
One was coming to mind. Almond Chico Joy.
I love Almond Joy.
Okay.
All right.
So Drake is firing back at his dad, who accused him of exaggerating their relationship for money. Drake's dad, Dennis Graham, claims his famous son hasn't been honest about their relationship in his music. Drake has, in the past, rapped about everything from his parents' divorce to his father's alleged absence in his life. According to Dennis, he had a conversation with Drake about the way his son portrays him in his music. I've always been with Drake. I talked to him, if not every day, every other day. We really got into a deep conversation about that. I said, Drake, why are you saying all this difficult stuff about me? This is not cool. And he goes, Dad, it sells records. Drake expressed pain at his father's words on his Instagram story yesterday. Woke up today so hurt, man. My father will say anything to anyone that's willing to listen to him. It's sad when my family gets like this, but what can we really do? That's the people we're stuck with. Every bar I ever spit was the truth, and truth is hard for some people to accept.
Calm down, Aubrey. Don't get twisted, people. His real name is Aubrey.
Happy
Wheelchair Jimmy.
Happy Day of Atonement for Drake. This is the holiest day of the year for myself and Drake and our people.
Oh, that's right, because he's Jewish.
I think he's half
he's
Jewish.
Hebrew.
Yeah. Today is Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. It's a week or so after Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish New Year. And the Day of Atonement, you atone for your sins of the last year, and you fast from sundown last night till sundown tonight. Now, for the 17th straight year, I have gone sin-free, so I'm in the clear. I don't have to fast.
Yay!
High five to not sinning. Sophie Turner is tired of Instagram influencers on her timeline. Sophie, unfollow them. The 23-year-old actress took to her own Instagram yesterday to poke fun of people in the influencer life. She used an American accent. Hey, you guys, just kind of going for my influencer look today. She was all bundled up with a beanie, scarf, and puffy jacket, and had a filter over the video, making her cheeks look extra rosy. Today, I just want to promote the new powdered stuff that you put in your tea and basically makes you blank your brains out, and it's totally really, really, really bad for me to be promoting to young women and young people everywhere, but I really don't care because I'm getting paid money for it. And it's the S word, she said. Like what you do every morning.
I love it because I think influencers are so annoying.
She's been candid in the past about how social media was a catalyst for a lot of things in her life, including depression. I think it was a combination of social media on the rise at the time, and also my friends were going to university, and I was not. I used to get a lot of comments about my skin and my weight and how I wasn't a good actress. But yeah, influencers are annoying.
They're obnoxious.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, I understand things, but it is still mesmerizing to me to scroll through Instagram and see that someone that is clearly quite good looking has 311,000 followers and is just selling stuff.
As someone who works in a high-end makeup store, three of our brands are from YouTube influencers or like Instagram influencers. They started their own, like there's money there. There's people watching it and they've started their own brand and people come in all the time. They want Kylie, these probably foreign language you, Kylie, Huda, and I can't think of the other one, but there's another one. And I'm just like, who are these people? Like, you don't watch their Instagram videos? I'm like, oh, right. I follow like old school people, like people who don't even update. Like when they do update, I'm like, oh, look, you're still alive. Whatever.
I think that the cost for me looking at attractive people, but yet having them want to sell me stuff or sell other stuff, the cost was too high, so I just unfollowed them. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
There are plenty of good-looking people who won't sell me stuff on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
we did Chance the Rapper and James Corden on Carpool Karaoke last night, last hour. It'll be on the podcast. We'll get to it again later on in the show. I believe it is on the Eric Chase and the Morning Reboot Facebook page,
yeah,
which you're now a happy admin of. It's really good. They did No Problem, which is my favorite Chance song, his first big hit. He also has contacts with some pretty big people. So he's a Chicago dude, so no real surprise that he can get in contact with President Obama.
Mm.
I don't have his number, but I have a number for him. I have a person I would call that will say, okay, I'll have him call you. As it turns out, Chance says, it's the same way with Jay-Z. Jay-Z and Barack Obama are very similar. Both of them have an assistant that you have to call, and then you get a call from a private number, and it's either Jay-Z or Barack Obama on the phone. I never know which one is calling when I get that callback number, he says with a laugh. Chance can also connect with Kanye, another Chicago dude. Chance revealed the one superstar artist he does have the number for, the direct number, is Kanye. I hosted a thing in... James Corden had a thing with Kanye as well. I hosted a thing in New York once, and he said, give me your number, man. He said, we're having a party later at the studio in New York. Do you want to come? And I was like, yeah. Late night host went on to say that later that night, he hadn't gotten a text and figured West had just forgotten about him. But then he sent a text at 3 a.m. saying, we'll be getting there in about an hour. And Corden said, I was like, what do? Do I get dressed and go out at 4 a.m.? Chance offered back, I've been in the same place. Kanye's the kind of dude where like you'll meet up with him to do one thing, and then he'll be like, oh, I got to go to Milan right now. Let's get on this jet. And you got to make a decision right there.
Pastor West. What are we gonna do?
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when I come for you? 7 o'clock with the Morning Reboot. Which was your favorite story there?
None of them really struck me today.
Really? You're not a Chance the Rapper fan? You're not, are you?
No, remember I told you I wanna be a Chance the Rapper fan. When I do see him on stuff and I... Like, when he was on SNL, I was like, I like this person. I just never followed up with following him. And when you played snippets of his song earlier, I was like, this is a jam. I like this. So I need to go down a Chance the Rapper rabbit hole.
You do. He's very talented in a variety of ways. He's very intellectual and well spoken
and humble. Like there's a compilation of him meeting famous people, and it's like a kid in a candy store. Like there's one Beyonce like came up behind him. He's like, "Was that Beyonce?" Like, you know what I mean? Like, and it's a whole slew of them. Like, I think he meets like. Then he's in a room with Jim Carrey, and he's like, "That's my favorite actor." Like, you know, like one of those things. Like, you never think you can make it until you're in a room standing next to your favorite actor. And I think his happens to be Jim Carrey, and Jim Carrey's like over in the distance during an interview, and like Entertainment Tonight's trying to interview him, and he's just like, "Yeah, that's great." Jim Carrey's over there. You know what I mean? Like, his eyes is just fixed over there. So like, I like him a lot. I like him.
Stereotypical rap dude. He's more John Legend than anything.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's see. You do. Or you get involved now with the new place with tweezers, right?
Tweezers.
Like, tweezers.
To pick out your eyebrows?
Pick out anything.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Let's talk tweezers in the panel full of ladies.
Okay. I'm like, wait, I do, yeah.
Tweezer questions to come. We will tweeze the audience for a couple of callers with prizes in less than 15 minutes. All right, now we can call. Or you can call. We're already here. The morning reboot at 7:14. Here is the number to win prizes.
Ladies.
All my ladies.
Q105's The Morning Reboot. You're not just helping Eric. You're helping all men.
I need help.
The panel full of ladies. 419-240-1055.
Start dialing.
If you call now, we'll grab two ladies for our panel full of ladies, and we'll get you off to some fall and Halloween fun. Call now, 419-240-1055. Floyd with his new job has inspired me to ask lots of like cosmetic and beauty questions.
Do it.
Yeah. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Katie.
Hi, Katie. How are you? Whoa, you cut out there. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Awesome. You're cutting out a little bit. We'll try to get through this. How old are you?
39.
39, single or married?
Married.
Any kids?
Yes, two girls.
Two. Okay, hold on. Don't go anywhere, Katie. We'll pick up line two. Hi, who's this?
Anna.
Hi, Anna. Good morning. How old are you?
29.
29, single or married?
Married.
Any kids?
Two.
Two. Awesome. All right. Katie and Anna, our panel full of ladies. Let's, and we have prizes for both of you ladies, so don't run off. First question. Katie, on a scale of 1 to 10, how recognizable are you when you're not wearing makeup? Like to people that know you or work, co-workers and friends.
So 10 being the most recognizable?
Yes.
I would probably say a 9 or 10. I don't wear a bunch of makeup.
Okay. Anna, what about you?
I would say about the same. I don't really put on too much makeup for work, but I don't got time in the morning.
Okay. Floyd, how recognizable are you?
I pile on some face. But I'm recognizable.
I don't have anything specific about this, but Katie, can you tell me about like your tweezers and tweezing habits?
Like daily habits with tweezers?
Sure. Or like, do you have a pair that you've had for your entire life and they mean a lot to you because their life? How often do you do it?
I tweeze my eyebrows probably every other day just for stragglers. I have dark hair, so they're pretty noticeable.
Okay. How about you, Anna?
I probably tweeze for stragglers about every day.
Does it hurt?
No. I don't feel the pain anymore.
I think the anticipation of tweezing a hair is more painful than actually pulling it because you're like, oh, no. And then like you just yank it. You're like, oh, I built all that hype up for that.
My mom used to kick me out of the good seat in the living room because it was under the good light. My mom would come stomping into the living room and be like, she would just give me the look, and I'd be like, I'll move, because that was her tweezing light.
Every family has that. They're laughing, because every family has that room, that's part of the room where you're like, oh, that's the good area. You need to move.
Katie, do you do that?
No.
Anna, do you go to the tweezing light and make somebody move?
Yeah, it's the downstairs bathroom.
Okay, yeah. Mom's coming to tweeze. All right, what else do we have? Katie, what about, how often do you wear perfume?
Oh, very rarely.
Do you have any really expensive perfumes?
You know what? I don't. Maybe when I was younger I did, but no, I don't anymore.
Okay. Anna, what about you? How often do you wear perfume?
Once in a while. I'm probably like twice weekly.
Anything, any like specific kind of event that you wear it for? Different days at work or going out?
Sometimes I'm going out. Sometimes in the morning before work, that's if I can find it.
If you can find it. Okay. Last question. So today is Yom Kippur. It is the Jewish Day of Atonement for the last year of sins. Katie, what's the last sin or regrettable thing you did?
Oh, my gosh.
You don't have to go by the old the old ones like coveting neighbor's wife or anything like that. Just anything.
I probably told a little white lie to my kids.
Okay.
I would say.
All right. What was the lie?
Had something to do with the tooth fairy.
That's not a lie. That's just quality parenting
I know. I mean, that's just keeping it real, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you gotta keep that going as long as you can.
Anna, what about you? What's the last sinful or mildly regrettable thing you did?
Probably holding on to anger too long.
Is that a real sin?
It could fester in you.
I'm regretting it because it's like kind of thinking some ill things towards people.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But you're only human. I got your back.
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah.
She could be in a bear. Katie, what are the last two numbers of your phone number?
5-9. 5-9.
Okay. Anna, what about you?
9-1. 9-1.
Foot, I wrote them down too. Ladies, if you could both each text us, 419-240-1055, we'll get you hooked up with some Field of Fear passes, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks, ladies. Have a good morning. 719. Before we dive out of this, thank you.
Those are good questions today.
Your new job has opened up a world of beauty.
Let me just tell you, the clients I get, yesterday I got a euphoria from the radio, and I always tell them, I said, just so you know, anything you say to me, I have to say on the radio. And they're like, okay, good. But yeah, nothing, but I that was a good one today. We went there, but we didn't go there. I like the beauty questions because we don't get to see them. And I know most women are on the go, and when they do call us, most of them are on the go. Like, you know what I mean? They're about to get their kids up, or their child's crying or laughing in the background of the car. So
the panel full ladies are like 30% my questions, 50% their personality and willingness to answer, and 20% us just giving you free stuff.
Yes. So definitely text me, because we've had a few ladies not text, but definitely do text us. I have the papers ready.
And last thing, I know we talked about this off the air yesterday. I asked the perfume question, and we both threw out, like, I'll wear cologne occasionally more for going out stuff.
What we talked about yesterday.
We would like smaller, less expensive bottles.
Especially for men, because I think me and you both have the same thing, like, I was younger at one point. I spent a lot of money on cologne, but I always end up losing the bottle. I never make it through the whole bottle.
I don't lose it. I just don't ever use. I don't use that much.
I always lose it.
Like, you'd have to pour it out on you to use that whole bottle.
You don't want
to
use it.
$70.
You smell like you're on a yacht.
Right. 7:21 with the morning reboot. If you label this as breast milk, no one will take it, allegedly. That's in less than 15 minutes. 7:33, it's the morning reboot on Q105, a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning, your first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff. Good luck. It's Eric and Floyd. Our friend Alex is here. Good morning.
Guten Morgen. Good morning.
You up yet?
Barely. Yeah, I'm up. I'm up.
I think, I expect and hope for a lot of phone calls with this topic. combating workplace, refrigerator, or food theft. I kept saying, if you label it as breast milk, they might not touch it. So there was a thing a couple of years ago, I think it was a comedian, who complained on Twitter about someone taking his shrimp fried rice not an hour after it being in their fridge.
Oh, no.
We've all endured something like this, and there's an article, I forget, I think it's up on our Q105 Facebook page, or I'm sorry if I didn't share it, but this one woman was tired of having her very specific creamer stolen from the refrigerator.
I can see that.
So she decided to change, do not touch or name didn't work. So she decided to put it in a different container and label it breast milk, and then it was no longer touched. I would like to take...
That's genius. That's
Is that the same thing when have you seen the picture of the... the package of fried rice. It says, I have 2,349 yes! fried rice rice grains in here, and I will know if you touch it. That's the same thing.
That's hilarious.
So I'm opening up this discussion for any and all workplace food issues in regards to someone having stolen your food. If you want to, on this Day of Atonement, would you like to come clean and say, I know it had a name on it, but I took it. I would like to atone for that. Or ways you combat it, like breast milk. 419-240-1055. Floyd?
And this is a safe space. Feel free to confess your sins, you,
it's okay.
You refrigerator raccoons. So the other, he sent me the article the other day, and I was like, "Ha ha, you know my life." He's like, "Well," I said, "so I just started at the mall, and this lady was going through the refrigerator, hand to Todd in the air, like scuffling." And I go, "Are you okay?" She goes, "Someone," choice words, she goes, "someone took my gosh darn salad," and I just clocked in at like 10. So I was like, oh. I was like, well, I would say blame me, but I don't ever pack anything. I'm a vending machine whore. So I was like, not me. So like, we have three refrigerators. So like, she's looking and she's like, I know I put it here. Let me go check my locker. So like, she walked away. I'm like, someone stole your salad. Like, you know, like if you know darn well that you.
Was it a Chick-fil-A salad?
I don't know what it was. Oh. So the next.
I'm sorry. This is the overall JCPenney thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Not just
so,
four. Okay.
No, yeah, yeah. So the That's other
a lot
day.
Of people. A lot of lunches.
There was like 215 of us there.
Do those refrigerators stink?
No, that's actually fairly
we'll
clean.
We'll get to that.
Yeah. So then, long story short, the next day she came in, I just go, hey, did you ever find your salad? She goes, no, but I wrote this on my new one today. And she put, I'm sick, don't touch. And she's like, I even coughed on it for good measure.
Well done.
And she's an older black lady. And she was like,
that sounds like it.
Big bold print, I'm sick, do not touch.
Hi, good morning. Who's this?
This is Sullivan.
Hi, Sullivan. You got a workplace lunch theft story?
I do.
Hey, now, say, turn the radio down, please.
Oh, okay. There. Sorry.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, well, you're good.
Hold on.
Oh. Sullivan. Call us back, dude. Call us back. Alex, you've worked a lot of places. I'm sure you have a story or two.
You know what? Nobody has ever had the audacity to steal my food because I am incredibly greedy. And I do not like to share at all. And I rage if people... And so, not even at home. Don't even think about it, right? So nobody has ever actually taken my food. Well, I take that back. Just the other day, I brought in a bag of chips to work because I didn't want to eat the chips that we have. And I came in a day later and it was eaten all the way down to the bottom. You know how it was rolled all the, how they roll the bag?
At that point, just eat the rest of the bag.
And I was just like, who, excuse my, almost my language, who ate my chips? And luckily, we have cameras at my place of employment, so I can find out.
Perfect. 419-240-1055. Workplace food theft, if you'd like to admit that you've... I remember I've done this long, long ago, but not. Then I said, this is not the right thing to do. And then, Floyd, you know why people don't steal my stuff, right?
Because it's unseasoned.
Is it unseasoned?
We'll get to that.
Oh, God.
Sullivan, are you
good morning.
Hi, who's this? Hello.
Good morning, this is Kayleen. Yes, I just wanted to point out that I had a refrigerator issue. Somebody was stealing my food, so what I did is I labeled something as a chocolate, and I put chocolates in there, and it was a laxative.
Yeah.
Oh. She said,
Did you catch...
Well, what do you think of that, guys?
Did you catch them? They deserved it. They deserved it. 419-240-1055. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
What evil things have you done?
Okay, first off, I have not been that evil, but I did have a lady I used to work with who would bring her lunchbox, and she would have one of those locks on her on the two zippers, so nobody could get into it. I don't know if it's genius or just crazy,
Genius. This happens everywhere. Thanks, Mary.
Desperate times calls for desperate measures. Okay.
Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Tell us a story about workplace food theft.
I don't have any stories, but if I worked in a place where everybody stole things, I would just make fake batches of food, like with hot sauce and nasty stuff in it, just like random.
Well, the last ladies, two ladies ago said laxatives. I've heard that before. You have to go to extreme measures.
Yeah, it'll teach them. They'll leave yourself alone.
Thanks, Sarah.
That's called the You Gonna Learn Today meal.
419-240-1055. Yeah, for as long as I've been bringing stuff.
And then take all the toilet paper out of the bag. Yes.
Where's Karen in the bathroom? Oh. What'd you eat for lunch, Karen? Oh, I had nothing. Oh, that's great. That brownie
Let's
cake.
Play a game. Right.
I've been fortunate. The stuff that I bring is stuff nobody wants to take, like fruits and vegetables. Oh. I also know people in 419-240-1055, people who have gone to extreme measures because management wouldn't correct the issue, because a lot of places don't want to send out that email.
Yeah.
They'll send out the email to clean the fridge, but not to stop taking other people's stuff. But they'll get their own office or cubicle fridge to stop the theft.
No, I did a memo. So I did kind of an office memo, and I put it right on the refrigerator and on the front door. And I said the memo, like, let's be respectful. And I said, and also we have cameras, like, don't be stupid.
I said at the Y when I worked there, they put something on the refrigerator saying, if you didn't bring it, don't touch it. And I'm like, are we at that point?
That doesn't stop people.
Right, like, exactly. Like, are we at that point where, like, if I pack Pringles and if I walk in with 15 Pringles and I leave with two, just finish it.
Hi, good morning. Who's this?
This is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. Workplace food theft. What do you got?
Okay, so it wasn't my food, but I worked at a place where the owner was literally like a multimillionaire. He could buy his own restaurant if he wanted. And he literally, we caught him in the fridge, face in the fridge, with a fork, eating somebody's Bob Evans leftovers.
Wow! Are you serious?
That's nasty. That's like germs, and that's disgusting.
I'm fat.
And he didn't even eat them all.
Oh, my God.
I didn't mean to cut you off of your story. I was like, but do we know what he was eating? Because maybe, just maybe, we can forgive him this one time.
It was just a Bob Evans salad.
Oh, no.
You know what's wild? The fact
and he didn't even eat the whole thing.
They had this person had the audacity to like stand there in the fridge to commit the crime.
Right, and then not even eat the whole thing and put it back in with the fork inside and shut the door.
Thanks, Rachel. 419-240-1055.
And when you brought this subject up, do you remember either Barbershop or Barbershop 2 when someone drank Eve's apple juice and she lost her G-darn mind? Mm-hmm. You have to watch that scene.
Okay.
It is literally so relevant to what we're talking about. It is literally, who drank my apple juice?
Post it.
Yeah.
I'm going to call somebody out right now. You've met Rob Kreider, right?
No.
Rob works in the back. Rob's a good dude.
Hey, Rob in the back.
And I hope Rob's probably not listening, but maybe his wife Bonnie or his daughter Delaney is. Happy belated birthday, Delaney. Rob and I worked together at the other place, and someone that we worked with got so fed up because they knew Kreider kept taking their food. This person called him out on the air, and they were. I've never seen this person be so angry in my life, but they straight up called.
Funny.
He was the person that Rachel just described that would stand in front of it and commit the crime for all to see.
I mean, your face right now.
Only because it happens to me at home regularly, and I rage, like steam comes from my ears. You know how you're salivating for whatever you have all day, or like you're ready, and then you get home and it's like there's only two bites left, and I know for a fact there was four.
Yeah, so like I never had a run-in with the work personally, but like when I first moved out on my own way back in the day, I had a roommate who would eat my leftovers.
No.
And I'd wake up the next day and be like, does anyone know where my thing is? And he'd be like, oh, I don't even know. And I'm like, there's two of us in this house. And I know damn well that I'm not going to have a bowel movement from it later. So he'd always be like, well, I don't know where it went. I'm just like, just tell me where you ate it.
Nope.
7:44, right after 8 o'clock, your national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff. Carpool karaoke, we'll get you that when we get back. It's 7:53. The morning reboot on Q105. about 12 minutes or so away from finding out what we're laughing about. No, 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 no. That has to stay off the air, but we will. I'll get you that national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff. Entertainment, we'll get you some Hamilton star news, but first, last night on Carpool Karaoke.
So, all right, start again. Tell me what the lyrics are.
It's really fast. It's, if you blink, you might miss it. You've got to click it or tick it. You've got to go get the getting before it's gone.
Let's try again.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Come on. Okay.
It comes at you fast.
It does.
Literally, if you blink, you'll miss it.
Okay.
5, 6, 7, 8. If you blink, you might miss it. You gotta click it or tick it. You gotta go get the getting before it's gone. And you're quickly as if it's gone. Like as soon as I mention, but mine's a little LeBron. Been a minute since Eminem was a LeBron. I need a peace prize, mama, been at the bar. Wanted more, I would only sit on the lawn. Up next, the Trojans in the cologne. I'm about to burn a show with the Dems that them adorn. Like I'm sick ahead, I'm sunny today and get along.
If one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dread in your lobby. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me.
It's been a minute since I heard this song, and I'm glad to hear it again. I love No Problem.
I
would see him live.
Huh?
I would go see him live.
He's good. He's good. He's pretty good live. He's actually good all around. He doesn't get enough credit, I don't think.
No, no. We were just talking about that. Like, Floyd doesn't know him that well, because he's never had, like, a massive hit, but he's a massive personality, because he's just everywhere. He's really good at all the things he does.
In general, like, all around, he's an artist, in my opinion. Like,
So he's one of those, sorry to cut you, of the judges on the new hip-hop show, right, on Netflix?
I don't know.
Cardi B, T.I., they're searching for the next hip-hop star.
Like, he also
making the band?
Yeah, hold on, I'm going to figure out what it's called. How dare you, I love that show.
Gave us Danity Kane and whatever that other group was.
Da Band?
Da Band? What was the man's name? Dylon?
Oh, yeah. Oh, throwbacks.
Alex, this story's kind of for you. You know, there's a meteor shower tonight. You're a nerd. Mm-hmm. You're a star nerd.
I'm so excited.
Did I pronounce it correctly? Draconids?
That I don't know. That sounds like Harry Potter. Oh, no, that's Game of Thrones. Dracarys, yeah.
Draconids. There's some kind of meteor shower tonight. Are you a Big Bang Theory person?
No, but I do. I've watched every now and then.
Okay, so yesterday when they were doing the Nobel Prize in Physics, our whole universe was in a hot, dense state. No? Then nearly 14 billion years.
That's the theme song.
Yeah.
Bang.
The Academy member Ulf Danielsson did the theme song at the presentation yesterday in Stockholm.
That's funny.
Ulf or Olaf?
Ulf, U-L-F. He's Swedish. Samuelson. Danielsson. Oof.
That's how you say it.
How dare you?
It's oof.
Oh. Isn't she Swedish? How dare you?
Ooh.
The Greta, the girl for the climate change girl, Greta Thunberg.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, she is. She,
how dare you?
And she whispers it because that's how they get their point across.
Here's my Hamilton story. Yeah, it looks like we've got a Sebastian now, and it'll be from Hamilton, or that's his biggest stuff. But he's a lot of places. David Diggs, from Hamilton. Know him, Floyd?
Nope.
David?
Yes, you do.
Yes, how do you spell his name?
D-A-V-E-E-D. David Diggs is in talks to play Sebastian in The Little Mermaid. Halle Bailey will portray Ariel. Melissa McCarthy is Ursula. And Javier Bardem is on play to King Triton. Following his dual role as Thomas Jefferson and Marquis de Lafayette in Hamilton, he's made a strong transition to film in the critically acclaimed Blindspotting, also in the Netflix movie Velvet Buzzsaw. And he was tapped to play Frederick Douglass in the Showtime limited series The Good Lord Bird. No?
Oh, him!
Yes, him, yes.
Yes!
Who?
Praise! I'm in. I do know him.
That's Bo's brother from Black-ish.
Yes, it is. You're right.
Guess who's playing Scuttle in The Little Mermaid? One of my favorite people. Aquafina.
The little Asian girl? Uh-huh. I love her. Remember I told
you. She's my favorite.
Yeah, I just discovered her.
Uh-huh.
She spelled Aquafina with a K.
A-W-K. Mm-hmm. Not like the water.
No.
But David Diggs is really talented. I've seen him on a ton of... He had a...
I didn't know that was his name.
He had a recurring role, I think,
he
on...
On the wall.
Do I get to put somebody on the wall?
Who do you want to put on the wall?
I don't know. Let me think about it.
Speaking of the wall, this sounds interesting. So Apple keeps cranking out new content to be ready for Apple TV Plus on November 1st. And I don't know if it'll hit this year or next year, but one of the new projects is A Christmas Carol. Featuring Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds.
Do we need more adaptations of this damn story that's been the same since 18-something?
I'm here for it. I love A Christmas Carol and I love Ryan Reynolds. I'm here
on
for
the
it.
Wall. Well, he was the OG of the wall. Where is he? There
right
he is. There he is on the
look
wall.
Look at you, you handsome
and,
devil.
Will Ferrell would be one of the ghosts, right?
I hope.
Probably. He'll
or,
be the...
Or all of them.
Oh, that would all be the worst ghosts. Movie ever.
Yes, yes. He'll probably be all the ghosts.
Floyd, you haven't seen John Wick movies, right?
Yes.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Alex, John Wick movies?
I've seen all of them.
Okay, I shut the last one off. When, spoiler! They shoot another dog, and it's bad. It's 1,000 times worse than anything in Joker. But Ballerina is a woman-centric John Wick spinoff, and it's in the works with the producer Len Wiseman or Weissman. He, Floyd, you'll know these. His directing credits include Underworld, Underworld Evolution, Live Free or Die Hard, and 2012's Total Recall. But it'll be a woman-centric John Wick. How would a woman kill someone with an office supply, a stapler maybe?
A stapler.
No.
He used a pencil.
Women are more creative. She wouldn't make...
A pen?
She wouldn't make a gun out of a toothpick.
Put you through the shredder.
A paperclip, a rubber band. She'd make a bow and arrow. They're inventive.
Pull out a tampon and just go...
No! It's like...
A roll today, guys.
Did you? She just slapped her knee like an elderly mother. How about a roll today?
Who's gonna play that character?
Doesn't say yet. Nobody knows who will star.
Let's pick one.
Halle Berry was in John Wick 3. You want her back?
She was. No, I could pass on that. Although I didn't mind her character in John Wick 3.
No. There's someone else out there.
Yeah, let me think. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know right now.
8 o'clock with the morning reboot on Q105. Couple of minutes, we'll give you your national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff.
Nobody's going to pull out a tampon. A tampon is innocent.
So is a pencil.
And a lot of men go, ugh, when they see even a new one.
I can see her pulling double duty, and then holding the string, and then if it misses him, she wraps around his neck and she's like...
You could probably get that through airport security. Nobody's going to... It's a damn tampon. Sorry.
No, you're fine. Floyd has a good story with vodka about that. Let him tell you that off the air.
Q105.
Quickly, your national keyword to text and win is grab. Your national keyword to text and win the $1,000 payoff is grab. G-R-A-B. Text that to 95819 to win the $1,000 payoff on Q105. I'd like to know what you're laughing at.
She showed me this meme right before we went on air. Look at the expression.
Oh, it's someone having a cat for...
The cat found out it was pregnant.
Look at the reaction.
Oh, yeah, I'd be like that, too. All right, let's do some celebratory things before we introduce our guest. Happy birthday to Kimberly Newman.
Happy birthday, Kimberly Newman. Congratulations on your engagement.
Congratulations. It's Jody's birthday. Happy birthday, Wody. That's our friend.
Whoa.
Wody. Also, congratulations to my friend Ashley. Her husband finally was able to get her pregnant, which means we can go back to talking. They've been married now for about under a year, and she stopped talking to me as much, and that bothered me. But then I would just text her, oh, I get it. You're trying to conceive, so it's fine. So now the biscuit has been delivered.
Yay. Oh,
the bun is in the oven.
Is that what you say? The biscuit has been delivered?
Whatever. Now that the bun is in the oven, we can go back to talking. I mean, it was very important that he delivered that, so.
I'm baking bread.
Let's welcome Kelsey Kogan from the library, Toledo Lucas County Public Library. She is back to visit with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Been up early?
Yes, I've been up since about 3:30. I haven't done these early mornings in a while. I know you guys do it every morning, but...
Not that early.
Not that early. It is rough.
You might remember Kelsey from being on WTOL. You were one of their reporters.
Right.
And now you're not.
Right.
Now you have much more manageable hours at the library.
Yes, 9 to 5. It's nice. Other than the occasional, early morning with live interviews, just like this morning.
But it's been crazy, I guess, since we're about 2 weeks out now from the opening of the downtown branch.
Yes, downtown opened you know, just 2 weeks ago. And it was huge. I mean, I don't know if any of you saw any photos, but we ended up having just about 5,000 people for Saturday and Sunday come. So it was awesome to have the space full of people again.
Yeah, I saw the numbers, and then I saw a cool video of people walking in with a little bit of haste, almost Black Friday-like, but much more well-behaved when the doors opened. It was awesome.
Yes, it almost did feel like Black Friday, or there was some sale going on, because I mean, the line out the front door for Michigan, as well as the line in the parking garage, you know, we had two lines and people just rushing and just so excited. You know, the first question that I was asked was, are we allowed to rent some books? Like, are we allowed to borrow some books? I was like, yeah, of course, we're open. Like, we are officially running.
Yeah.
You know, because they were just in awe of seeing everything. And I think they were, you know, not sure if they could, you know, have full access, but
right.
They can.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I saw yesterday, there's another large city, and I guess the largest city is the Chicago library system that doesn't have fines, and I saw some other cities are considering it. We're one of those places.
Yes.
And I know that there was some uproar about it, and obviously we wanted to eliminate the barriers for people getting these things, but I did see yesterday when I was reading this story that the most they would ever actually charge anybody, and you may or may not know this, was like $10. Like, you could keep a book forever, and the fine would get no more than like $10 or $5 anyway.
I believe there were more it could rack up, and that was one thing that there were so many people that wouldn't come back to the library because it kept showing on their account how much they would owe, and it would go above $10. And so there were some people with, you know, $100 worth of fines, and that was keeping them out of the library, where we don't want people to, you know, stay away. We want everyone to come and have access. So with the fines being eliminated, there were about 2,000 people in Toledo that came back and had their accounts open again and had all of those fines wiped.
And I also part of that article, I'll share it with you if you'd like. The actual fines that they collected for all the books that were still out there was like 2% of the library's overall budget. So it's like, this is like pennies in the bottom of a couch. So let's get rid of the barrier.
Right. It was 1% for us. So that's why it was, you know, people think that the library runs on the fines when you really don't, where there were just so many people that were not having access to the library.
Right.
Or, you know, we would see, and librarians would see this all the time, parents would come in with their kids, and the kids would want to take the books home, and the parents would be like, no, we have to read them here, and then we'll go home, because they were afraid that they weren't going to return them, or they were just, you know, afraid of paying, or they just weren't able to pay. And so just, you know, getting rid of those fines just opened up more possibilities for people.
Kelsey Kogan's here with us. Derek Floyd. Alex, what's your official position?
I am Media Relations Coordinator.
Director of Marketing and Fun for the library.
Nice.
We like to change
all things fun.
Jobs.
Yes.
So we'll have you in like monthly or so. And Jason knows, Jason Kutchman, you're the director, the new director.
Yes.
Always has an open invite. So what's coming up, what's a can't miss thing happening within our library system?
One thing that's really exciting right now, we had the first one on Monday. We have 5 more weeks of it. Every Monday there's free yoga at the main library downtown. So a chance to go check it out. Bring a mat. If not, you can be on the carpet. But it's just free. And it's Yogaja Yoga, who's the instructor for it. So that's really cool. We had about 40 people come on Monday.
Good.
And we can hold, you know, up to 50. So you can register online. So that's a really fun one. We have a lot of Halloween programs going on right now, with painting pumpkins, with coming in to watch a movie and crafts. And we have a makeup artist that's coming to teach people how to do, you know, the monster makeup, which is really cool. So a lot of Halloween programs as well. I mean, really just coming to Main Library and checking it out.
Nice.
Right now. It's awesome to go in and see it.
It's amazing to see. And I don't know if this is the case for other library systems, but since I've known Jason and watched him do his TED Talk a couple of years ago and see what an advocate he is, and he opened my eyes to how important, how much of a heartbeat the library is for so many communities, especially now that it's more than just books.
Right.
With all these other activities.
Right. I mean, we obviously have the books. I mean, we have thousands of books, you know, for people to choose from, all ages, you know, anything that people would want to find. But there's just so much more, because as, you know, the world changes, as kids change, as adults, you know, they're wanting different things from the library. And so we're just making sure that we have access to, you know, the recording studio, to do podcasts, you know, having 3D printers. We have Cricut machines if you want to make invitations for, you know, a birthday party, or, you know, make prints for a bachelorette party or something. You know, you can come and you can make all of that right at the library.
So this is the main branch, the heartbeat of everything, the biggest branch I believe we have. Is how much of this is available at some of the other branches? Like, I think the Mott Conda one also has a recording studio.
Right, yes.
But we've got branches, I know we like to, the mayor or whoever likes to say everybody's 5 minutes from a metro park. It's almost probably the same thing for a library as well. But how many of these branches have some of these other benefits?
So we have 19 branches altogether. So really, you are close to a library branch if you don't know it. You know, there are all over Lucas County. And so there's about four of them that have recording studios. Mm-hmm. And that's Sylvania, King Road, West Toledo, Motconda, out on Door, as well as Main Downtown. And so about five of them that have all of that. And they also have, some of them have the 3D printing, the Cricut machine, button makers, sewing machines, you know, a lot of those have them as well. But about five out of those 19.
And just about all of them have free computer access, right?
All of them have free
What's the process for if I don't have internet access, or if I have a family member who doesn't have internet access, and you get your grandmother or somebody older, they might not know a whole lot about it, but if they can get free internet access or free computer access, it's helpful. What's the process? Did they have to fill anything out, or can they just sit down at a computer?
You can sit down at a computer, but you'll need your library card number and your PIN.
Okay.
And you can just sit right down. You don't have to ask anyone. You can just go right to the computer, enter all that information. If you don't have a library card, we can give you that, you know, once
they're
you walk
free.
In. They are still free, and we just got some new ones, so you can pick between six designs, which is fun. And so, yeah, we can easily get you set up for that.
Awesome. Kelsey from the library, director of all things fun.
Yes, I love that.
Does the yoga happen inside?
Yes, it is inside. Okay. And we're hoping if it's nice, we could go up to the rooftop.
Ooh,
but
nice.
As it's turning fall, you know, we don't want people to be cold while they're trying to relax, so right now it is inside.
That was one of the things that was kind of crummy about downtown closing when it did, because I know that I had been part of a party that happened on the library rooftop a couple of summers ago, and then it shut down. So I look forward to how that will be used in the future as well. Have you guys ever been on the rooftop of the main library?
No.
It's awesome.
I've seen
it. It's beautiful.
It
is wonderful.
And it's a lot bigger than you would expect. I think, were you at the downtown 419 party a couple summers ago?
I was not, but I've seen a lot of photos from it.
Yeah, I was surprised. Like, it's the size of a football field. There were hundreds of people up there.
And there's trees and benches and grass, plants.
Yeah, it's landscaped. So. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. We have a great library system here. Take advantage of it. Kelsey, good to see you.
Yes, good to see you as well. Thank you.
8:23 with the morning reboot. Password is on the way. You want to give us a sound, Alex, instead of a look?
No.
Okay. Password's still next.
I'm still processing.
$1,000 payoff keyword is the same as it was if you weren't here 30 minutes ago. It's GRAB, G-R-A-B. Text that to 95819, GRAB, to 95819.
Grab, what are you grabbing? that money.
There you
go. Money.
It's funny you thought money.
She here?
Body part.
I did originally think body part.
It's Eric and Floyd. Our friend Alex is here with us today. Friday night, Haunted Hydro. We'll be out there around 7 o'clock or so. We hope to see you out there with us and with Crazy Bob and the clown again.
Hi, Philip.
That's so good. How did you do that? Do that again.
That was good.
We'll play it so I can match it for so it's good.
Hi, Philip.
That was accurate.
Come and play with us. Hi, Philip.
Like, I know it's not real, but it's still, there's still.
Them teeth were really black, okay?
Oh, were they like.
No, they were painted on, but I'm just like, no, that was real teeth.
I know it's not real, but it is creepy. There's something like
But it looks so it's comically creepy because they're really talented because they gauge your personality within like the first few seconds. And they're
very
like,
observant.
They do.
It was so good.
But you know what? And what's always helpful, and then I'll let you get to what you're getting to, is when they freak you out and then they see you're really freaked out, so then they're like, oh, it's going to be okay. You're almost done. Thank you.
We didn't have any of those people.
No. Thank you.
No, the one dude followed Floyd the whole time, and he and I were I was like,
I really mean it when I say I get scared. And people like sympathize with that. So they're like, oh, honey.
I'm so excited. This is going
to
be good.
Like, so I need somebody to grab onto. Grab is the keyword.
Because we thought it was going to be Angie last time. It was not.
It was all of you.
It was mainly me.
Yeah, it was all of you, though. And she was terrorizing the woods. We kind of got split up. She was,
No, we can't get split up. Nope. No, I will handcuff myself to
you.
You
don't choose the wood life. The wood life chooses you.
No, no. We cannot get split up. I will freak out.
You can choose the black teeth life. Just ignore my Dr. Frankel commercials.
Hi, Alex.
I'm handing you each a list. Okay. We will play password. Well, you will have to. Yeah, don't look at it yet. You'll have to describe your list for the other person.
I'm not looking to make sure it's right way up. Okay.
Yeah. Floyd, you'll go first. You'll have to describe.
Why? Okay.
You'll describe and try to get Alex to guess. I'm going to put 15 seconds on the clock. And we go.
It's not checkers, but...
chess.
You put this on your head when you're royalty.
Ooh, a crown.
You're terrified of them. They have 8 legs.
Ooh, spiders.
A certain type of spider.
A tarantula.
Yes. You're going to slide into my...
DMs.
Yes.
Wow.
That was good! I've gotten better! Ah, praise him!
That was corny TV show worthy. That was good. Maybe you can replace Alex Trebek. Alex, are you ready? I'm going to put 15 seconds on the clock. Sorry. And here we go.
Ooh, in the fall, people wear these.
Sweaters? Uggs? Uh-huh,
because it's what? The season is?
Umbrella. Fall.
Okay. Ooh, Alex Trebek is the game he plays?
Jeopardy.
And then what's a cheeheeseburger you could get at McDonald's? You could get McDonald's, one patty
Ooh, nothing. Oh, sorry, those are tough.
Ooh, the who played?
Oh, we got 15 seconds, sorry. Floyd, back to you.
Dang, all right, that was
here
hard.
We go. Sorry, okay. Sorry. Here we go. And go.
Baby, I'll catch a grenade for you.
Ooh, Bruno Mars.
Yes, not pancakes, but
French toast.
The other ones have little divots in it.
Oh, waffles.
Teenagers used to eat this. It was a detergent.
Oh, Tide Pods.
Yes.
Oh. Wow. Well done. That's seven.
Ah, the last one. I'm not excited.
Alex, you're up again. Go.
A boat that sank in the ocean.
Titanic.
He just opened a studio in Atlanta. Real Tyler big.
Perry.
This keeps raising every year. It's what people work for. It's
raise
the,
money.
It's the lowest amount you can get paid.
Minimum wage.
That's correct. He played the Joker and he passed away.
Carl, can I guess that one for us and she can get it? Heath Ledger.
Yes.
So okay. That's Alex four. Got 4, Floyd 7. What a performance today.
Oh, it's all about breathing. It's about breathing.
First of all, sweater weather. Sweater weather.
I love you like.
Double Jeopardy. So I had to say Alex Trebek and then I was trying to say double cheeseburger. Like McDouble.
You're trying to make compound clues.
And then Good Burger. Good Burger and Bullseye and Cold Brew Coffee. How was I supposed to get that?
All I am is a man. I want the world in my head.
What is this? Is this a song we're playing?
No.
Oh!
It's like 6 years old.
California with my toes in the sand. Use the sleeves of my sweater. Let's have an adventure.
Oh, the name of the song.
I actually didn't like the song. I was like, is this
Slim? It
wasn't
like this would be
the vampire
thing.
Goth dancing. You know what I'm talking about?
You look like a rhythmic peapod.
I don't know how to do
it. If you put peapod to a beat.
Have you
Yeah!
Are we going to break in?
I love my peapod. I haven't seen him in like... few weeks. Is he here today?
He was off for a couple days. He was out doing adult things with his wife.
Oh, stop being married. Yeah. Come visit me. I miss you, Peapod.
Peapod is our promotions, one of our promotions people. He's also on the air here, and he's got a podcast called On the Radar.
It's not called Peapod.
He's good people.
He's okay. But he's easily... remember Beaker and Bunsen?
Mm-hmm.
Now Bunsen torments and tortures Beaker? Mm-hmm. That's often Peapod for like, hey, Peapod, can you email me? And it's like, oh!
Eric does it on purpose. Sometimes he doesn't even want anything. He'll be like, guess what? I just sit on the Peapod.
No!
Like, leave him alone.
Text GRAB, GRAB, to 95819.
Q10.
853 on the morning reboot here on Q105. Still a couple of minutes left to text your national keyword, which Alex is...
Oh, grab. Grabby paws.
GRAB. Text that to 95819. You were saying you don't use tweezers?
No, I use a blade. Like a blade, literally. Like a...
You ever cut yourself?
No, not really. I'm pretty skilled at working with a blade.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that.
Here, put this in your mouth.
Oh!
The rag. So you can't
breathe. The rag. Chloroform?
No, not that. No, this is just... Floyd, you've got to get better at this. Come to my basement. I'll show you how it all works.
No. I watch way too many Lifetime movies to know.
A couple entertainment stories a week. I got a Miley one and a Tom Holland one, but Lamar Odom was kicked off of Dancing with the Stars.
He was. R.I.P.
Let's go back to sucking toes. We talked about that.
What if this is the catalyst that sends him back into the crack houses?
No,
because he sucks toes now. That's a healthy coping skill.
We saw the Instagram picture, remember?
It was a video, right?
Yes, you're right. Almost anything can be a healthy coping skill as long as you do it in moderation and not put it on the internet.
I wasn't ready for that. Like, I was just sitting here, like, oh, Lamar Odom got kicked off of Dance with the Stars. He's getting his life back together. There's a rumor him and Chloe are hanging out. He sucks on toes. Well, damn. And there it is. And there is the Lamar Odom story we've been waiting on.
I'm just worried about him. I hope that this doesn't send him into a spiral.
I think he'll be okay.
So Miley was in the hospital the last couple of days.
Is she okay?
Yeah, it looks like tonsillitis, and her new guy, Cody Simpson, dropped by to visit her. So this is all on her social stuff.
I thought
social
she had a
stuff.
New girl.
She did, Brody Jenner's ex, but that was like a fling. Now she's down with Cody Simpson. Do you know who Cody Simpson is?
Maybe. Where would I know him from?
Australia.
Is he in movies?
Australia, he's a pop star.
Wait, isn't her ex-husband an Australian too?
Oh yeah, she's eating all of them.
I feel like she has a type.
That's very specific. She has a type.
All right.
Maybe a dingo H.O. Miley.
She had to get better quickly because this weekend is Gorilla Palooza, a charity event hosted by Ellen and the Ellen Fund, which helps raise money for global conservation efforts.
That's nice.
She got it for her birthday a few years ago.
Yeah, Porsche gave it to her.
Mm-hmm. There's some Tom Holland news. Floyd, you want to give this a quick Google?
Oh, he's bald. I totally spoiled it for you. I looked at it.
Yeah, he shaved his head, and people started making comparison pictures. And there were other pictures. One of the pictures that popped up was Tobey Maguire with a shaved head and Andrew Garfield. So all the Spider-Man with shaved heads. But the best one, since Tom Holland has dark hair, short-cropped Eminem, it looks like Tom Holland and Eminem look nearly identical.
Really?
Can we talk
about... Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
I'll save this for another day. Eminem's face work.
I've seen some pictures.
He looks very stretched.
I've seen this. I know what you're talking
back,
about.
Like very,
can I throw something else out there since you brought Eminem up?
Yes.
I believe the last album didn't really do much. And it's probably because the content was the same as it's always been. And we like to cancel culture. But listening to some old Eminem songs, they're not going to age well.
But,
I'm not an Eminem fan. I've never been.
And also, like, we... As Americans, we don't like our rappers after a certain age. That's why they always find other stuff to do.
Like who?
Like
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, they find other stuff.
I like Snoop Dogg.
Jay-Z. If you want to throw it out there, Lil' Kim, Nicki Minaj, they all move a lot. We don't like our hip-hop stars to age well, unless they're like old school doing like a tribute number, mm-hmm. like the hip-hop awards or something.
Cool in the gang.
Yeah, other than that, we don't really care if you release new stuff. It's all about new people. And then like Cardi B, we get it. You're good. But you need to find something else to do. Because once you hit like 30, 35, we're done with you.
She going back to that pole.
But I'm just saying, like, we really? look at the history of hip-hop. We don't like our hip-hop artists to age, so we kind of just...
Only Beyonce can age, and J-Lo.
And is it
But even at some point, Diana Ross was, like, the number one, but then we got tired of her. I hate to say it, but you know what I mean?
Then she ended up at Promenade.
Yeah.
You bring up a good point, because you would think... Well, Jay-Z is the obvious case. Like, he moved away from what he rapped about and became a business man.
Mogul.
Right. So, and not everybody's going to go that route and be as rich and successful as he is. But Snoop still hops on some songs. And he can still live the weed culture. But you're right. You make so much money, you move out of the lyrics that you lived off of.
And I don't care. He gets... Bash for it. He's a talk show host. Have you watched him and Martha Stewart show?
Mm-mm.
Him and Martha Stewart's talk show is hilarious. They literally sit. It's a panel like The View. It's Martha, him, and they have two guests, and they just talk to each other. It is so comical, and he's sitting there, you know, doing his thing.
Did you see him over the weekend? I couldn't. So he performed at like the college basketball preseason kickoff for the University of Kansas, or Kansas University.
Did he still do this dance? That's the old Snoop Dogg dance right there. So
this is for like college kids. I think they call it like Midnight Madness. It like unofficially kicks off the season. Mm-hmm. Their head coach is embroiled in a lot of things that he might have cheated on. It's pretty common stuff with college sports, paying athletes, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But I as soon as I saw it, I'm like, oh, that's going to, someone's going to get irritated by this, whether it be the students or he had a strip pole and a stripper-like person as part of the performance.
That's very Snoop.
But that's Snoop Dogg. But here's the thing. We glamorize that culture until it's presented to us in a non-fashion that's not empowering to someone. Who's to say that girl doing her thing was not empowered by herself to do this with Snoop Dogg?
I just figured... You know how like a lot of comedians have said they won't go back to colleges now?
Yeah.
Because it's too woke or something. I agree with your point, Floyd, but I can also see a bunch of college students being irritated by that.
But
well,
however,
and kids
if he
go
did
to college games though, like people bring their kids, like children.
Not to this.
But here's the thing though. If you bring your child to a Snoop Dogg concert,
that's true.
If this didn't happen, you better be like, what the hell is Snoop Dogg on? Like, you know what I mean? So it depends on you. You know how I feel about, you know, about cancel culture, double standard culture.
How about stripper culture?
They made a movie out of it. She's about to get nominated for Academy Award for it. Right. I'm not here.
I'm all for bringing good strip clubs back to Toledo.
Empower yourself.
I got a bouncer for you.
I got an MC
Rhyme
for
with
you.
Llamas.
Llamas.
An MCU.
I'll MC a strip club.
And Savannah can come out of retirement.
Yeah.
She's our friend. She's done every job under the sun, but now she's Taryn's wife. And what does she do now?
She's a male escort. She's a mail carrier.
Oh, okay. Is she that?
But she calls herself a male escort.
Oh. Right? Yeah. But she used to.
What was the place that was up on Telegraph right in Ohio?
I don't know.
Like, get out of Michigan and run over the border.
Oh, right there.
Like, Telegraph and Alexis.
It's like that Scarlet's Hush.
I heard it burned
Platinum.
Down.
I'm going to keep naming
those
them.
Those are all the other ones. So.
Are those on Alexis?
Hush. I don't know.
This is the one. It's right over the border in Michigan, or right over here from Michigan. Scarlet? And I heard
been.
It burned down. Quotes.
That's Platinum.
Is it?
Yeah.
I never knew the names. I would just go see friends.
Never been.
9:01 with the morning reboot. Your next national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff is right after 11 o'clock with Ross. What?
You said I want
to
smell food.
I smell food, yeah.
Okay, like you can't deny
like
these nostrils, okay?
They're heating up mac and cheese in the microwave.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Does it?
It does.
Or are you just saying that to make me
no,
feel better?
No, it does. It smells like cardboard box microwave food.
Like it smells
mac
like a brisket.
And cheese.
text something. Eric to 419-240-1055 to get the podcast. Oh, almost forgot. You got a tweet?
I do. I was waiting.
Sorry.
Now I see I have a hint of barbecue sauce. What's happening?
Tweet. They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
I don't know who tweeted my tweet, but I'm going to steal it and put it on my Twitter and pose it as my own until someone's like, take that down, that's mine. This chapter of my life is called, At Least the Rent is Paid. You felt
very
that.
True.
You felt that, didn't
at
you?
Least my bills
this
are paid.
This is mine's newsworthy. We brought measles back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Three STDs reach all-time highs in the U.S. New CDC report. We got chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis all on the comeback.
I'm sure I have some cousins. They have that somewhere.
I know. Protect yourself.
We're bringing measles back. Yeah. Them anti-vaxxers don't know how to act. Yeah. Scratch, scratch, scratch.
Q105.